thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in Isaiah 26:14, "You have wiped out all remembrance of them." Psychologists tell us that one out of three people has experienced physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Most are ashamed to talk about it. They walk around filled with resentment, thinking not only about the offender, but also the people who should have protected them and didn't. The truth is, if they don't get help, the memory of what was perpetrated against them can end up hurting them more than the event that actually happened. If you're a victim of abuse, here are some scriptures you need to read, stand on, and turn into a prayer. "I cried out to you, O Lord. You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors' memories, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, the past, that I may praise your name." That's Psalm 142, verses 5 to 7. "O Lord our God, masters beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only we can make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. You have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish." That's Isaiah 26, 13-14. "Now you can choose to forgive your offender, and their power over you will be broken. Once you've done that, place them in God's hands and allow him to deal with them. Refuse to remain a victim. Instead of continuing to live in secret shame, you'll discover that the power of God can heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds." That's Burying the Memories of Childhood Abuse from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.